The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I believe in wishing well, and I also believe in a lot of things, things the daisy tells. I believe that a four-leaf clover brings lots of luck, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things. And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because I believe that dreams come true. If you wish for a dream by a wishing well, don't tell the wish or you'll break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. I believe in you. I believe in you, baby. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Thanks so much for all of your Frank Sinatra well wishes. That was great. It was Mr. Sinatra's. It would have been his 103rd birthday yesterday. And everybody tweeted, and the social media was great in the nice comments, remembering the old man, as we used to call Mr. Sinatra. So thanks so much for that. That was just so beautiful to see all those nice tweets. And everybody, probably we were all at the same shows. You said, were you here? Were you there? And somebody said, were you at the Carnegie Hall? Yes, I was at the Carnegie Hall show. One gal tweeted me, and then the Madison. I didn't go to the main event. The main event that was, I believe, in, oh, you're going to get me on the year, right? 19, was it 72, I believe. It was the main event. It might have been earlier than that, where Howard Cosell opened it up. Was not at that one, but I was later on at Madison Square Garden, which I've told you about before, which was great. So thank you. I love when you get back, and I apologize. You know, the Facebook thing. I can't. It's too clumsy. Because when I go to Facebook, I could post something. So, like, I just posted something on how to link with the radio station, you know, so you can listen to us in the morning. And I go on Facebook and say, hey, here it is. Here's the link. Because God knows we don't have. I remember Matchbook covers. They used to advertise Matchbook covers. I would take that. We have nothing. We got nothing. I got nothing. That billboard. We have billboards. Remember billboards? Where you put a billboard, anything, we got nothing. So I go on Facebook, say, here we are. So you have to go to my Facebook page. We won't even buy a Facebook ad, by the way, because that costs $25. Why would you do that? So, but I don't get into where it says messages. And I got to sit with somebody, because we really don't have anybody at the station that does that. They can walk me through it, you know, and I apologize, because I see sometimes I will find messages, and it's so late, I have to go to bed. So thank you, and I promise you one day, and I'm getting back to like two or three, but there's thousands of messages that I got to, I guess, answer. So please accept my apology. I'll get back as soon as I can. On Facebook, I'm talking about. Twitter is just as easier. Twitter is on its way out. I understand that because it's been so vicious. And did you see everybody, this whole social media and the head of Google in front of the Senate the other day? I mean, these guys, they own us. They own us. You know they own us. You know they have a political narrative on all of these social media sites. You know it. I see it. You see it. And everything. But Twitter is quicker. It's just quicker. You could go, boom, and I see you. Boom, I can go right back. You know what I'm saying? So that might be better now. But I promise you, I will try to figure out what's happening with this whole Facebook thing, which I keep thinking Facebook goes away. Oh, and Instagram's the other one. Because now I have to put, quote-unquote, my story. It's like, oh my gosh, I'll figure it. I promise you, I will hire somebody to walk me through it so I can get back to you. We appreciate it. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. A lot to get into. The big news is this Michael Cohen situation, which is really scary. It's really scary. I'm watching this. I remember I told you last year, I think it was, we went to a Donald Trump event, and it was a fundraiser, and it was at Cipriani's at 42nd Street. Remember, I went there, and I was a guest because I've never given a dime to a politician. I just never have. I've never said, hey, Joe, could you write a check? No. You want to hire me to come and speak on your behalf? I'll be happy to do that, but I ain't writing a check for anybody. I just don't do that. So I was a guest. I was a cheesy, cheap guest. But I would go to an event, you know. I support the president. I'm sure I'll show up. So I went and I sat next to who? Michael Cohen. He was right there. I'm looking at this guy. I swear to goodness. I said, this is the president's lawyer. I said, all right. Seems like a nice guy. Didn't have any... He wasn't, you know, usually you meet Mayor Giuliani, you meet Jay Sekulow, and you go, whoa, you can't match those men in a crisp intelligence, you know, or demeanor, or the sharpness, right? Didn't see that. I don't mean to badmouth Michael Cohen, but I just didn't see it there, and I'm saying that objectively. So, and he's going, yeah, and I remember saying to him, what's going on? They're just going after the president. He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm right in the middle of it. Michael Cohen said to me. And I looked at him and said, wow, yeah, he looks stressed, this guy, right? Now they kept going, and they kept going. And, you know, they found nothing about Russia collusion. And I've said this over and over again, and this is what's scary, what you have to watch out for and what I have to watch out for. I'm telling you, they made up all of this. They go in, for Russia collusion, and they go to Cohen and say it's Russia, and then they find out, what's about Stormy Daniels? I mean, really, things. Did he pay for Stormy? Now it's a campaign violation. No. Hold on. Can someone tell me this? Why isn't there a judge in the United States of America that sees through it? And the judge on the Michael Flynn case may have seen through that. I'll tell you about that in a second. But why isn't there a judge that go, like when I go to divorce court and it's so wrong. And like my father said, when my father stood up and said, this is a travesty of justice. And it is a travesty of justice. Why can't a judge, are you kidding me? You got nothing. Get out of my courtroom. Get out of my courtroom like that. Because is it Russia collusion? It's not Russia collusion. And then you have to stay with me on this. When they step aside of what they originally went into because they're not, what is the word I'm looking for? They're just not... Learn it enough. They're not intelligent enough in the prosecutor's office. They're not. They're just not smart enough to grasp exactly how to present their case. We have failed. Any humble person would say we have failed. We can't find any Russian collusion. There's no Russian collusion on anything, and we're sorry. No, they say, well, we can't do that because then we'll really look bad. Let's make up something. That's exactly what they do. And they say, oh, well, what's that happened with that Playboy model and the Stormy Daniels thing? And they sidestep it. They sidestep it, and then they make that the story, and then that becomes the news narrative, when in essence it has nothing to do with what they originally went in for. And where's the inspector general? Where's a judge? Where's the media? The media should be – this is an assault on your civil rights. It's an assault on you. It's an assault on me. Where they said, no, you said Russia collusion. We want Russia collusion. Stay on track or get the hell out of the courtroom. Excuse my vernacular. And now they went after this guy Cohen, you know, because they found out he had tax evasion, campaign finance violations, lying to Congress. But he's lying. Cohen is lying. But you know what? Because it shows, oh, well, we got him for something. And again, don't lose sight of how they got that information. They went into Cohen's office, and they just went right into every confidential, private, client, lawyer, confidentiality agreement. They threw it all out. They went right in there, and they exposed it. And I am numb on how they could do this. So this guy goes in, and you know what the problem with this is? Because the people that hate the president and all of the Democrats are going to now say, you're going to see the ads in 2020, all of his people went to jail. So many of his people were convicted of it. And then to create the image of this had anything to do with the president when it didn't. This is a complete witch hunt. It's an absolute, a complete witch hunt. This is interesting, though, and we'll get there. Listen, let's just have some fun. It's Christmas time, and we're getting into the season, but I want to break these down. I just don't want it to go away because it's so vital. It's such an assault on our civil rights, what the Department of Justice, let me put it better, what Robert Mueller has done. It's such an assault on our civil rights. What they did with this Cohen guy. And now this is another story. A federal judge has ordered special counsel Robert Mueller to hand over documents after former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's legal team claimed he was pressured into talking to the FBI without having a lawyer present. You know the story, right? This is a huge story. Because if the judge now is getting suspect of the way Mueller is handling things, that's exactly what we need. We need a judge that steps in, and we need a judge that, yeah, this is what they're calling on Fox News, a Michael Flynn bombshell. One day after former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's legal team made the bombshell allegation that the FBI had pushed him not to bring a lawyer to his fateful January 24, 2017 interview with agents at the White House. The federal judge overseeing Flynn's criminal case late Wednesday ordered special counsel Robert Mueller to turn over all of its highly secret documents related to the questioning. Bingo. Bingo. This is the judge who overturned. His name is Emmett Sullivan, U.S. District Judge. He overturned the 2008 conviction of former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens, right? After government misconduct came to light. I'm just saying, that is very, very positive. Because you got to watch that. And I just worry about you, I worry about me. They can make up anything. It's really weird. Scary. Is it not scary? You know, it's like the deep state can get you at any time. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's great to have you. Thanks for letting me talk that out. Because I see it, and they show Cohen going into court with his family, right? And then he's looking forlorn. He looked like that when I was at the Trump fundraiser, at the Donald Trump fundraiser. He looked like that, like, oh, I'm getting, they're beating me up. He just has that look, Michael Cohen. And they just destroyed this guy's life. They destroyed Paul Manafort. They're going after General Flynn. You know, Jerome Corsi is on the show. They're trying to get Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone. And Dr. Corsi will be with us. We'll be chatting about his new book called Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Excuse me. There it is in a nutshell. So you don't want to miss. We're going to talk with Dr. Corsi. You don't want to miss that in the 9 o'clock hour. All right. Also, very proud to tell you this morning, Commissioner James O'Neill will join us. He's doing a stellar job making New York City the safest big city in all of the country, commissioner of the NYPD, and we'll see exactly what's going on within the NYPD and the great job that they're doing. We always support the New York Police Department. And Dr. Keith Abloh is going to be with us. He's the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show. I need that. See, it's a good way. Where I don't have to go to private therapy. I can do it right on the air with you, with Dr. Keith. Oh, please. I'm talking stress during the holidays. Are you feeling it? We'll talk to Dr. Keith about that as well. And then if you go into the Holland Tunnel, you saw this story on TV as well. They tried to decorate the Holland Tunnel, you know, and I've always said this, even years ago, when I first started coming to New York 40 years ago, the Lincoln Tunnel, it's so not pretty, and I'm being nice. They don't clean up. Other cities have flowers. It's just clean. The cement is like white, not like that black gray worn cement when you come into the Lincoln Tunnel or certainly the Holland Tunnel. So the Port Authority tried to dress up the Holland Tunnel, but they put the decorations in the letters that, and it looks really weird. So now this gentleman, his name is Corey Windelspecht. He's a Tribeca resident, and he's launched an online petition to change the holiday decor at the Holland Tunnel. So that's going to be some fun, that in the 9 o'clock hour as well. It's Joe on the radio. You're always welcome to call. Love having you with us every morning. And hopefully your Christmas and you got your Hanukkah all set and your Christmas shopping is done. Are you done? No, not me. Me neither. I got a little more to do. Oh, you know what I did? I'll go to Debbie. I found stocking stuffers. I never find stocking stuffers. I used to go to Walmart, right? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on at Walmart. Walmart used to be like my go-to place. They don't have people there. It walks around. It's like this big warehouse. And I guess that's the what's going to come in the retail. No one's around because they're just we're all going on Amazon. I'm guilty of that. But I couldn't find stocking stuffers. And my credo is this. If a stocking stuffer costs more than $1, then it's not a stocking stuffer. Then it's a gift. Okay? So if it's more than a buck, I just say no. And you would go in and you see stocking stuffers, $9.99, $10.99. Now, I got five kids, right? It's going to cost me a fortune. So where did I go? And Debbie's going to join us. And I'm going to go to Alan Frank. It's about 20 minutes after 6 o'clock now. Debbie, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning,
Joe, my dear? How are you?
Good. I'm good. So stocking stuffers. I couldn't find them at Walmart.
Right.
I couldn't find them in the grocery. No, I couldn't find them because they're all like $10. No, I don't want a big flashlight. I want little tchotchke stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dollar General. I made it.
Yeah, the dollar store.
I never walked into that place before. It was great.
Okay.
It was great. So I went in with a cart, and I go in, and there, yes, a little candy Christmas trees. One tree, actually, there was a candy cane that actually said, it's for Jesus, actually said the word Jesus on it. I've never seen that. Yes.
Nice.
And then I found little toys, little tchotchke toys. Done.
Aww.
Stocking stuffers done. Got it.
Wow. For all five kids, even your big boy Joey, does he get a stocking still?
Yes.
He does? Oh, you are funny.
I'm the worst.
You are such a good dad.
I'll give him a little stocking, put something in there. Hey,
you're so good.
I'll stuff your stocking. Get over here.
That's so great.
And then I'm talking to the guy at checkout. I'm talking to the guy at checkout, right?
Yeah.
And he's going like a... I bought all that, and I was holding up people in line because I had so much stuff. I hate that. But the guy was so nice, so we had something. So I was very pleased with that. So
wow, you probably got a lot of stuff at that
store. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm like obsessed. I'm obsessed.
Oh, that's great. That's what the holidays are about, though.
Yeah, because next week we have parties. And listen, we got a lot to talk about, Deb. It's 6:21.
Yes,
I know
sure.
You're out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Frank and Al and Dr. Keith Abloh joining us this hour as well.
Fabulous.
Oh, I gotta get my couch ready. My couch ready to talk to Dr. Keith.
I'll sit right next to you. No problem.
I need a tip. How are we doing out there this morning? AM 970, The Answer, with the one, the only Debbie Duhaime at 6:21 in the morning.
Joe, it's a gridlock alert day today, so allow extra travel time. We're seeing delays on the AC and F train. It's all due to some ongoing track maintenance. 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 17, Annandale. It's an accident reported. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, about 5 to 10. Lincoln... Again, the Lincoln 5 to 10, the Holland 5 to 10, and up at the GWB, waiting about 20 to the upper, better to the lower. Queensbound Whitestone Bridge, that's stop and go. Southbound New England Thruway, subject to closure now by Pelham Parkway. That's an accident to deal with. And watch for slowdowns on Queens Boulevard, getting out toward Long Island City in the 40s. Everything closed. It's all due to fire department activity. And the eastbound BQE at the LIE, an accident there. Checking in on the forecast, you're going to see some rain today with a high of about 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here to tell you about Harry's Razors. Guys can be hard to shop for, but Harry's is the perfect gift. As a special offer for fans of the show, we have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets. When you go to harrys.com and enter code Piscopo at checkout, this offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with ergonomic weighted handle with an option to engrave German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, a travel cover to protect your blades, and a handsome holiday gift box. Or you just want something for yourself? Redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. Shipping cutoffs end this week, so act now. Go to harrys.com. Enter the code Piscopo right now to get a $5 off any shave set while supplies last. That's harrys.com, code Piscopo.
Planning a holiday, office, or corporate party? How about a family get-together, birthday party, dinner party, or black tie event? DR Catering, the official caterer of AM 970 The Answer, will create a custom menu that fits your taste and style and offer unique and extensive menus, custom-made for your specific needs. With expert consultation from setup to cleanup, the professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will be with you every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, and location selection to floral design and decor. See your party come to life. Featuring traditional family-style food as well as following the latest food trends, DR Catering is dedicated to satisfying all your dietary needs. DR Catering also specializes in social, corporate, and pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch. To make your event a memorable one, call Dominic at 201-673-7380. That's 201-673-7380, or visit them online at drcatering.com.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 624 right now. If you're looking for a great corporate gift this holiday season, we have got it for you, Crown Maple Syrup. It's, you know why it's great? Because people won't expect it. And because it's like the best syrup on the planet, you could use Crown Maple. I keep telling you that. They add flavors, intrigue, sweet, and savory to all of your foods. It's for coffee, tea, and smoothies, right? You can brush or drizzle it on meats, seafoods, vegetables, yogurt, oatmeal. You know all about that. Ice cream. A premium syrup for superior cocktail mixology. I love that. You know what's great about maple syrup, particularly when it's a high-grade maple syrup like Crown Maple, certified organic, kosher, vegan, pure from nature, no preservatives, gluten-free, antioxidant benefits. Were you aware of that? Low GI, and it's a healthy sugar. Crown Maple syrups can be found at Whole Foods, King's, Zabar's, Dina De Luca, Chitterella, Garden of Eden, Italy, or on the Crown Maple website. It's crownmaple.com. Now you can get 15% off your corporate gifts when you use the promo code Piscopo15. Try this out. You got to check out crownmaple.com, promo code Piscopo15.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
I'll have a blue, blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing if you're not here.
See, that's
with
a good
me.
Thing, though. And good morning to you, Frank and Al. How you doing, boys?
We're doing great, Joe.
So I have no relationship. Al, of course, is married. Frank has a great relationship. And it's good because I don't have to worry about a present on that. That relieves so much stress. Because I talked to somebody who just, no names mentioned, broke up with his significant other, I guess, because it was tough to get a gift for Christmas time. And not the thing to do. Mm. But did you, Frankie, find out something? Did you get something nice? Did you?
No, we decided we're not going to really do. I mean, I'll get something small, but we're not going to really do much in terms of
gifts. And back and forth. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you get the diamond, you go to Parian and Sons. You get
no.
The nice
you never
diamond.
Want to do that because
why is that? Why is that?
You never want
no,
to do
but
that.
You don't want to get something like an engagement ring for Christmas because
why is that?
Because if things don't work out, then you can't get
you
the
mean
ring
when things
right
don't
exactly.
Work out. Yeah,
you
yeah,
can't
yeah.
get the ring back. It's considered a gift. So if you give it
famous diamond back buyback guarantee.
Yeah, I know, but that. The person has to be willing to give it back, right? So
give me that.
This
back.
Is so not romantic. It's unbelievable.
Well, and unfortunately,
I mean, really,
though, that's.
You wrestle
I'm
it
giving
out
you
of her
this
hand.
Gift. You should say
I
it like in a monotone.
Back. Yeah. That's how my Gilbert Godfrey.
I'm
give me that
ring
back.
I'm giving you this ring.
Man,
I'd like you to be my steady and
unbelievable.
For your wives, Joe, when you things didn't work out, did they give you the rings back?
No, they gave it to the guy that they were going out with at the time. They gave the ring.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. No,
like
seriously.
A friendship
you think
ring?
I'm kidding. I lost the ring. That, you mean the ring, the expensive ring that I bought? Frank, you're not that I'm bitter about it or angry about it.
No.
I put that aside. No, but the ring that I bought that would go from the mother of my children to my children? No. Some creep got it. I swear to God.
For
I
both
swear
wives.
To God.
Both wives.
No, that's a good question. That's a good question. Where did Nancy? No, knowing Nancy, my first wife, she would have held on to it probably too. And but you try to pass it down to your children, no? I mean, if it's like a family heirloom, not so much these days. You know,
well, Frank? Yeah, no, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I don't know the protocol.
Yeah, no, please. You know what? I think you're right on the money. Not getting anything and just kind of leaving it the way it is and let it be organic. But I'm telling you what, me, and we're so organic, especially on this hour, and we got Keith Abloh coming up. When I, you know, make the proposal, it was so well thought out, the diamond, the everything. Anymore, I don't think I'd do it anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's too much, right? Al, you're not a romantic guy. You didn't do it like that, did you?
What do you mean?
Did you make the proposal?
You're talking to a guy that opted out of Valentine's Day.
I didn't opt out of Valentine's Day.
You did opt out of Valentine's Day.
I didn't opt out of Valentine's Day.
No, I think Frank did.
I did not do it in a romantic way.
Yeah, I think Frank has a point there, Albert. Did you do that once?
No.
Yes,
I didn't. No, because
he didn't want to buy roses because the flowers were too expensive.
Right. That's, well, I would never buy roses on Valentine's Day. Not to get ripped. Why would you get ripped off?
Frank, what are you saying?
No. Nothing says romance like, I don't care to spend this amount of money on roses.
Because at any other time in the year, you can get a dozen roses for $12. On Valentine's Day, they're $70.
I'm not disputing that.
That's insane. For a flower that's going to die in 3 days. No, sorry.
Did you buy the candy? Did you buy the candy too?
Yeah, sometimes. But here's why I don't celebrate Valentine's Day, because my wedding anniversary and the date my wife and I met are 3 days apart at the end of February. So why are we piling on with another romantic gift when the real romantic gift...
But wait a couple days, I have something for you. That's good. That's good.
You know what? I'll make Valentine's Day the Gumata Day. How's that? Hey. You know? That's just fine.
Well, now you're talking, man. Now you're talking. Yeah. Hey, first of all, we'll go to break because I want to leave a room for Dr. Abloh. But speaking of doctors, Albert, you okay? Because you had your big checkups yesterday.
Yeah. And
What happened?
The summation of my checkups with both my general physician and my oncologist is I'm fat. So
that's essentially what it is. They wrote that down?
Yes.
A little thing
fat.
To scribble on?
Well, one doctor wrote it PHAT. The other doctor wrote it FAT. But, you know, listen. They're still pronounced the same.
What did they say? They didn't say
I'm fat.
I'm not allowed
fat.
To use the word fat.
No. I'm allowed to use the word fat because that's what I am. I'm fat like a cow, and I have to lose weight. All the weight that I lost during my cancer, which is not a weight loss program that I recommend to anyone, but all of the weight that I lost during that,
so
30
sick.
Pounds, I gained back. So I'm way over where I should be, and I need to lose it. I have a fatty liver. Which is not surprising. Like the rest of my body. Like when he said it to me, he goes, you have a fatty liver. I said, what part of my body isn't fat? Like my eyelids? I don't understand. Everything is fat. You have a fatty liver. How about a fat stomach? I don't get that. You know.
But don't you can't.
Like, can I slice a little of that fatty liver off? Like, you know, have some fava beans with it and a nice
Candy? They use the word fat. That a doctor would not say fat. What did they say? They say
no, he just said, listen,
carrying a little
weight.
Extra weight.
No, I love that one, carrying a little, as if I can drop it off. Like, that's another thing. You know what I mean? No. I want my doctor to be honest with me, and he is. He's like, listen, I don't need to tell you, but you're fat, and, you know, you got to lose some weight.
Oh, my goodness.
And then my wife came in and gave me my flu shot, which was very nice of her.
Oh, that's
and,
very nice. That's
and
very
then
nice.
I walked over to the oncologist's office and got there 10 minutes early and waited 50 minutes to see her. Yeah. And so I was a little incensed at that point because I'm like, listen, I'm on time.
Yeah.
It's a consult. It should take no more than 5 minutes. I shouldn't have to wait, you know, more than a half hour. And so when the nurse there took my blood pressure, she goes, well, you know, your blood pressure is a little high. Oh, really? Oh, it's high? Oh, gee, I wonder.
Too low. My blood pressure is
no,
always
but
high.
I said, I'm shocked it's not 120 over 80 and that it's 160 over 102 because I want to get out of here. I got things to do.
Oh, my gosh. Al, you
I
so
almost
funny.
Said, Joe,
yeah,
do you know who I am? But I did not. I refrained because she'd say, and who are you?
I'm on the Joe Piscopo show, and that is followed by Joe who?
Right.
It's
Joe,
like,
what?
Yeah,
who?
Yeah. See, so which goes back to my original point, if we had advertising and you were on a billboard with me somewhere, Albert, with Frank and Debbie,
right.
Then they would go,
the billboard
the
isn't big
billboard
enough to put
on the turnpike?
No, Joe.
That is
Joe.
Me. You would have a 2-minute wait.
Here's the problem.
You that.
Yeah. If we got a billboard, it would only be you, because to put me on there, you'd pay extra money to extend the sign because how fat I am. That's
you're
the problem.
Fat. No, you're not. not fat.
Yeah,
you look
no,
great.
I'm fat. Very fat.
Are you going to go on? Are you changing your ways now?
Yeah, I have to. Well, listen, it's very simple for me. I have to exercise more, and I have to reduce the amount of nonsense that I'm putting in my mouth. That's it. If I cut my calories and I exercise more, I will lose weight.
Frank, how long do you think this will last? Really? How long?
No, look, when Al puts his mind to something, I can.
I got 3 months. Yeah. I have to go for another big blood test and CAT scan and all kinds of stuff in March. I got to get my weight down in 3 months, and I got to see a bunch of other doctors too. I need a needle biopsy and a pulmonologist and this and whatever. So please,
Al, you're a warrior, buddy, and you're doing great. I'll tell you, we'll revisit
but I'm
this.
Fat.
No, you're not. You're not. We're going to come back with the guy, 633, right now. A very svelte Al Gattulo is going to give you the headline. News. Life and local. You can't be politically correct like that.
How much? It's about me. I'm not insulting anyone. So I've insulted myself. I'm going to sue myself now for the politically incorrect thing that I've said about myself. All right.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside. 634. Al's got the headline news, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees and fat at 635. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. If those holiday decorations on the Holland Tunnel aren't to your liking, you can now vote and make your preferences known. The Port Authority says it will let commuters decide how the sign should be decorated. One commuter, Corey Windelspeck, who will join Joe Piscopo at 9:40 this morning, created a petition calling on the Port Authority to do away with what he says is a big eyesore. Workers decked the tunnel's lettered sign with a Christmas tree on top of the letter N and a wreath over the U in the tunnel. Officials say motorists can vote for the next 4 days on the Port Authority's website. A man is in critical condition following a police-involved shooting in the Wakefield section of the Bronx. NYPD Chief of Patrol Rodney Harrison says officers were patrolling a neighborhood when they heard a shooting on East 241st Street just before 8 p.m. Cops found one man had shot another person during an argument. Police say the man then pointed a gun at the officers, which is when the cops started firing. That person was hit in the torso. He's being treated at Jacoby Medical Center. The other man shot is being treated for minor injuries. Authorities say the officers were not struck by gunfire, but are receiving treatment for tinnitus. In sports, the Knicks rallied from 19 down in the second quarter, only to lose 113-106 to the Cavaliers. Spencer Dinwiddie, knocked out a career-high 39 points. Nets stunned the 76ers, 127-124. Brooklyn has won three straight. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it out to the eastbound Gowanus, slowing down right at the Prospect with an accident blocking a lane westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue. That's a collision. The right lane is blocked. Remember, it's a gridlock alert day here in town, so allow extra travel time. Subways are running on time at this point. Southbound Harlem River Drive, slowing down through the 140s and toward the 130s. The LIE, as you head west right into Kew Gardens, a collision was just cleared. Queens Boulevard blocked in the 40s, getting out toward Long Island City. That's fire department activity. And over on the southbound side of the Van Wyck into College Point Boulevard, an accident blocking a lane. Verrazano Bridge building now, heading right into Brooklyn. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 15, Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. And heading over to 78 eastbound exit 17, an accident being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, we're going to see some rain today with a high of 41. Clouds tomorrow, high of 51. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
This is Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Remember, Obama lost more than 60 seats in the House when he was president. So relax. The next 2 years, they're going to show themselves for who they are. And then, biggest conclusion of all, 2020 is going to be a cakewalk.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Coming to this station, January 1st, AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples? It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/15/18. See associate for details.
Every year you're asked the same question. What do you want for Christmas? Well, AM 970 The Answer wants to give you a life-changing gift. It's the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest. If you win, we're paying your mortgage or rent for an entire year. To enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest, go to am970theanswer.com and join our VIP club. Then go to contests and sign up. Enter once per day to better your odds of winning your miracle mortgage money. Let us make your year. Join the AM 970 VIP club and enter today.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Here it is. Look, December 13th already, rolling into Christmas. Parry and Sons, I'm telling you, I'm just saying, if you haven't thought of a present, this you got to check out Parry and Sons, please. It's right there in Franklin Lakes. They've been selling fine jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement ring for 97 years. Is that unbelievable, huh? Parry and Sons, real jewelers, I keep telling you. They service, they repair, they restore. And they, you could bring in your old jewelry like I did. And I'm telling you, right now, you walk out of there, and I'm wearing things I never wore before, like my watches, because Glenn Parian fixed them up so nice. Katie is there, Debbie and Maria. Beautiful family, beautiful store. And you got to see some of the diamonds that you're going to want to take home. And the stones as well, some beautiful stones. And the watches by these designers, it is great. And when you buy a diamond, like we were joking, you're joking about it. But when you buy a diamond, you want the jeweler to be able to walk you through exactly about the quality. It's all about the quality of the diamond. Oh, this looks good. Check out the quality. Glenn and Maria, Debbie and Katie will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. And then, yes, they have a diamond buyback guarantee. I wish I had that. Diamond buyback guarantee. Parry and Sons, right there, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you could start here, if you would, parryanddiamonds.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip.
All right, time to change the Christmas music.
I stopped off at the North Pole to spend
Burl alive, baby. We love you, Burl. We love you, Burl.
I still don't know why you get creeped out by him.
Oof. He's just scared to, hi, kids, how are you? Okay, stay away from that man dressed like Santa, honey.
Hey, there was a story in England. You know, remember the movie Bad Santa?
Yeah.
So apparently there was a fire in a building where there was a Christmas party going on, and apparently next door there was another Christmas party going on, and a guy dressed as Santa came running into the first party where a bunch of kids were, ripped his beard off, and told the kids to get the bleep out, and scared them completely. So you want to talk about scaring people.
Yeah,
I don't know, Burl Ives didn't really scare too many people.
Like that. Hey, Alan, Frank and Joe and Debbie are with you on AM 970 The Answer. Dr. Keith can't make it this morning. He has a patient. He called to apologize. So we'll get Dr. Keith when we can. But you know what I tweeted out is the president has canceled the White House Christmas party for the press. The president of the United States canceled it, right? So now I know. So I tweeted out. You know what? And you know what? I have a little bit of a beef, but. I don't, when people tweet and then they feel they have to do some snarky comment when they tweet it out, you know, when they tweet it out, they go, and then you know, the tweeter, you know, like I just put the news out so you could stay on the at Jersey Joe Piscopo feed and you could see what's breaking. You are smarter than I am. You will have something funnier to say than I could ever come up with. And that's exactly what happened. This is exactly what I do. Because I didn't have to put some snarky kind of funny thing. You know, you don't need that because you are well equipped to do that by yourself. So I appreciate that. And here are the responses. Because I said the White House Christmas party is now me, you know me. Olive, Mr. Joe Olive Branch over here. You give an olive branch, everybody comes in, it's a Christmas party, it's nice. Donald Trump goes, why am I bothering with these people in the press? Don't come near my White House. Which I, and you know, you got to love it. Well, you love it too, apparently. This is from Liberty on Twitter. I'm glad, Joe, they don't deserve it. They don't ask questions on important topics like jobs and our safety. They ask gotcha questions intended to make the president and our country look bad and are terribly rude to Sarah. He should throw a party for our wonderful police instead. You know what, Liberty, you're right on the money, too. Here's Edgardo Diaz. Edgardo, thank you for always listening. I know you're there. Thank you, Edgardo. That's right, he says. And good, why should we? This is from Benny. Good, why should we feed the left-wing tabloid propaganda media machine? And look, here's Diane. Diane says, good, most deserves coal in the stocking. Yeah. So Joe, should we blame him? I'm glad he did. So it's interesting. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 877-970-2999. The president cancels the White House Christmas party for the press. You know, they used to come in and everything. And I don't disagree. And I like that he's doing it. I mean, you can't blame the guy the way they're. I mean, Jim Acosta at the White House with his family after all of that. I mean,
really, that would be funny.
Yeah. I have a tough time caring too much about this. But I do wonder, what about all the conservative media outlets that are friendly with the presidents? The Fox News channels,
but it's
the
a blanket
Fox Business
sweep.
Network.
Nobody
America
gets
News,
it.
Newsmax.
See, but
talk
this
radio,
is where
Daily
when
Caller.
They ask him, when they ask him, this is where the president will say, well, few cooks spoiled it. That's it. You know,
yeah,
you guys
yeah,
spoiled
yeah,
it for these guys, point. And yeah. that's no, the end of it. Yeah, yeah, could you yeah. imagine, though, if the if they would have thrown the party and the president walks in, you know, says a few words. Could you imagine? Come on, Jim. Merry Christmas. Come on. Come at me. Come at me.
At the end of the day, there are way too many Christmas parties. You know, I mean, it's fun.
Thank you.
But
Thank
there are just
you.
Too many things
Thank
to attend.
You.
Does the press really
Thank
need
you,
one
Frankie.
More Christmas party? You know, it's just it's too much. You know, a friend of mine, I'm not going to mention his name, but he was a very
Let's
prominent
guess,
no,
yeah,
no, 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 no. It's not somebody that, you know,
full disclosure,
but
on the air.
Years ago, he was a very prominent politician and he had a drinking problem. He was an alcoholic and he said,
you have to give us the name.
No. And so he said that it was the toughest when it was these Christmas parties because every day was 3, 4, 5 of these Christmas parties that you'd have to go to a night, and they just hand you a drink as soon as you walk in there. It's the same though with food too. I mean, it's impossible to to lose weight if you're going to all these Christmas parties, and if you're trying to avoid alcohol, it's absolutely impossible.
So
you're saying I am fat. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm just saying there's too many Christmas parties. People, we need a reduced number of Christmas parties.
By the way, our Christmas party, does it start at 6 o'clock, it says?
No, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
You sure it's at 5? Is that 5?
Yeah, it's disputed. 100%.
Great. No, okay. It's 5 o'clock. Arthur's party last week was 6 o'clock.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm going to do an appearance, I think, at 5 and then get the heck out. I got to go. Charlie does have
I think
her
you should
recital.
Just send a representative. I think that
hey,
would be, you know.
No. I want to say that. But no one asked. I said, I got an email, but I do this. And help me out, too. And we'll take your calls in a second about the White House Christmas party being canceled on the press-wise from the president. But I don't know. I just don't like – I like to – an email, a blasted email with an email with all, and I love when my address is on with 1,000 other people. That always makes me feel good. Then everybody has my email address, and they're deleted. It goes to spam immediately. Who reads a chain email? I don't. But when someone comes up to me, goes, Joe, are you available at this date? We're doing this, and then I listen and I say, and I'll work my whole schedule around you. But I missed that whole Christmas party from the station. I never got the word, and then when it came in. Charlie has a recital. I got to be at my kid's recital, so I'll say hi at 5 o'clock. And people, no one, the team at the station, they'll all be there. Five, Frankie, pretty much, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, I'll be there.
And by the way, my food is going to get stolen anyway.
Exactly.
Go in.
We're setting up a special plate for you to be stolen.
My steak stolen the other day.
So terrible. I mean, really.
You feel bad for me, don't you?
I do.
But think about it.
Because I know that you look forward to eating burnt cardboard when you go out to these events.
True.
So I know you were looking forward to that thing. Because I know the chef in the back at every restaurant when you do this.
I know.
Probably says three or four times, he wants it. What?
No, you know what
How?
She said? You know what the waitress said to me?
What's that?
Do you want it Pittsburgh burned? What is that? Now, did you
I have
that?
No
you
idea.
Hear that, Frankie? Pittsburgh burned.
No, I never
and
heard
that. Means,
that.
And I go, wait a minute. You mean there's something better than well done? And they go, yes, it's called Pittsburgh burned, where it's charred. I go, yes, that's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
I want to chew the first bite for an
no,
hour
okay, so I just,
before I swallow it.
I just researched this. Okay,
yeah.
Apparently, a steak that's Pittsburgh rare is heated to a very high temperature very quickly so that it's charred on the outside but still rare or raw.
That's why it came in.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Oh, let so me, maybe you don't feel bad that...
No, I don't feel so bad after all. Thank you, Frankie.
McCullough is just asking if you can have some butter on your steak this time. So that he enjoys it a little bit more.
I kind of think how pathetic my life is. I'm at the dinner. I go to dinner. The company is great. We're having a great time. Everybody's served except me. I had a baked potato like I was in prison.
It's like a bad Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
It is. It's like
you're Larry David.
I am Larry David. I really am. Let me go to Linda. Linda, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind before we break, Linda?
It is Jenna Sofia calling from Italy.
There you go. Let me go to Tom, guys. Thank you very much. That's great. I appreciate that. That was a fake call. Good voice, though. Good
it's
accent,
Tom.
Too.
We have two.
No, let me go to Tom in Staten Island. Is Tom from the Bronx calling?
He's an advertiser now. We have to be honest.
Let's go to Tom in the Bronx. No, I want to hear Tom on the Bronx.
Yes, how are you, gang?
Hey, Tom.
Good to talk to you. I'd like to say Trump he's doing the right thing. In a lot of respects, in other words, he's breaking some traditions, and it's not good to have people that are snarling at you at
you're
a
right.
Christmas party. It's very low.
Tom,
I mean, how can you enjoy himself?
You're right. And I tend to agree with you. Thanks, Tom. Okay, I gave my hernia back. My hernia just came back.
You're right there.
Guys, let me go to Tom in Staten Island. Never going to tell you what's going on. Tom in Staten Island. Good morning, my friend. How you doing? What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. Very good. I would say, Joe, what I do is I always keep an extra peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my pocket.
Ah.
Okay, somebody steals your food. that always works. And also, I know it's the Christmas season.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Every so often, do you remember the song, How Bizarre, How Bizarre?
Well, not really, but right. Go ahead.
So have Mr. Al look that up for you because it's a great thing to play when things bizarre go on.
Yeah, like crazy
bizarre,
like that.
How bizarre. I think it was this, 7th, 8th, or 9th, whatever it was. And also, I was going to say, as far as Al goes,
yes.
I wish him well,
mm-hmm.
but I believe he should lose some weight before he exercises.
Yeah.
Because how long did it take him to gain all that weight?
Yeah.
His whole lifetime.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just can't do it that quick. God bless.
All right.
Love you, man. Bye-bye.
Love you, too, Tom. Thank you. God bless. And then we'll get down.
If anyone else has any health
for
Al, please call
in. I gained the 30 pounds in a year. Not my lifetime, but all right. Sure.
Five barrels. Do your Tom from the Bronx impression.
Yes. I'd just like to say, Joe, how are you? Hello?
Tom, I love you from the Bronx, man.
The
for calling.
Mistake President Trump is
these guys,
making.
This guy, I'm in my headphones. While Tom's
is by
talking.
Not having Melania
doing
host the party. In other words,
that's okay.
You know, I'm an advertiser.
If anyone would understand it, we do impressions of our callers because you're kind enough.
We're
Tom, we love
big.
You, man. Frankie, that is so funny. Oh, my hernia is going to pop again.
This afternoon, I'll be doing E. Frank at Astoria, Ralph in South Jersey, Hank in New Jersey.
Winnipeg, Manitoba. Hello.
Larry King. All right.
Joe and Hazlitt, if people play their cards right.
He sounds great.
That's just the corner.
For Christmas, Dave in Irvington.
We could do it. Our favorite caller. That's actually an inside album that we could do. Hey, Debbie, how you doing this morning? 6:51 right now.
I'm worried about Al too now. You know, we've got to make sure that he has salad on Tuesday at the Christmas party.
No.
You're gonna have salad together, right?
Oh,
I was gonna live on salad now.
How many times Al, Frank and I invite him somewhere? He goes, I can't because I got to go to a beer place. I got to go have a dinner here. I have to go. Yeah, get a haircut there. But I have to have a, oh, you should see. And then he tweets me these pictures of these gigantic burgers with cheese and bacon. And
jeez, like no wonder
lard,
I'm fat.
Lard, the lard burger. I mean, you know, you can pay the price.
The lard burger.
It's like,
that's really a lard burger?
And he doesn't look fat.
Horrible.
Al, you do not look fat. You don't look fat.
Thank you.
You don't. I don't.
But
I don't
am.
See
I'm fat.
He's hearty. He's hearty.
I'm husky.
That's a great
he's a hearty kind of a guy, yeah.
Husky.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll have to give Al a salad on Tuesday night at the Christmas party. Let's see how that goes over.
Are you going to 5
I'll give my food to Kevin.
He takes the leftovers,
we
right?
Only if it's a steak. We have people who will eat your meal for you. That's the new diet. Okay.
Especially
all right. We're
going to
bring
order.
Here we go. Here's a 6:53 already. We've lost control. Debbie's on the roads. Thank God you're here, Deb. Traffic on AM 970, the answer.
Joe, it's busy on the Garden State Parkway north of 139. Accident 78 West Exit 17. That's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Inbound GWB 30. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 35 to 40. And over at the Holland, a 45-minute delay. And we're still seeing some volume on the eastbound Gowanus at the Prospect. With an accident, it's a gridlock alert day. Allow a lot of extra travel time today. And one other problem, southbound Van Wyck into College Point Boulevard, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220. Or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, GiftBaskets.com.
I want to say something about Rush Tax Resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money. They can't pay the IRS. And they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over 90 grand. After hearing me talk about Rush Tax, she picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take their case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
It'll be cloudy and chilly today. Watch out for a few snow showers this morning, and there can be some slippery travel. Then rain and snow showers this afternoon, the high near 40. A little rain and drizzle tonight, the low 36. Rather cloudy tomorrow, turning milder, the high 52. Then on Saturday, rather cloudy, breezy, and mild. Rain at times, the high again 52. Cloudy and cooler on Sunday. Rain is likely, the high 45. I'm meteorologist John Woodward, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, John. Joe Piscopo on the radio at 6:56 right now. Tell you about, talk about great steaks. Dino and Harry's is where you want to go. They don't steal my food at Dino and Harry's, man. Dino is there. Dino watches out for you. You have to go to Dino and Harry's. My buddy Vince Miko, who we love. I love you, Vince. He calls and he says, I just went to Dino and Harry's. I love it. My cousin Paulie's kid, Paulie's detective with the local police department, which we appreciate, very, very proud of. He said, I was at Dino and Harry's. Everybody is going to Dino and Harry's. You got to go, too. Let me give you the number before I tell you how great Dino and Harry's is. 201-659-6202. It's 201-659-6202, or very easily, if you're driving, I don't want you to take your hands off the wheel. So you go to online, please, DinoandHarrys.com. Check out the menu. Make reservations. Dino is there. The ambiance, the decor is like going back in time to a turn-of-the-century saloon, vaulted ceilings. I tell you about that. Plus, you can get seafood, chicken, fresh vegetables. The appetizers are to die for, all made exactly the way you like it. Dino and Harry's is the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. You will love the cut of meat at Dino and Harry's. Plus, you can get anything else you want exactly the way you like it. Right there on 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make reservations today, and you tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you. Hello. I'm back. Hi, how are you? 6:57, what happened, Albert? We all right?
No, I didn't have music queued up, and the hour is ending. So it's my fat fingers didn't hit the button right. Everything's fat. All right?
When they said it took you so long.
I like that. It took my whole life to get fat. No, not really. Not really. I gained 30 pounds in a year. It didn't really take me my whole life.
The point is well taken, though. If you shouldn't do like a, you know, you gotta lose the weight, then you exercise. You can't go full out, you know, full bore.
I'm not running a marathon. Let's take it easy here. But all I need to do some exercise.
Matt McCowiak, president of Potomac Strategy Group, will join us momentarily. Hey, Shelley Goldberg's going to tell you where to go. We're proud to tell you we have the commissioner of the NYPD. Commissioner James O'Neill will join us. Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and Corey Windelspeck about the Holland Tunnel. We're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
33 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Commuters may have a sloppy ride ahead today as snow is in the forecast for portions of northern New Jersey. National Weather Service reports as much as an inch of snow may fall before 2 p.m. in Essex, Passaic, Hudson, and Union counties. To make matters more uncomfortable, wind chill values expected to drop to between 25 and 30 degrees. Governor Cuomo going to get a good look at the L-Train subway tunnel before it shuts down. He, along with Transit Authority President Andy Byford, will tour the tunnel just after midnight on Friday morning. Cuomo's office vows that service will not be impacted by the governor's tour. Crews are going to spend 15 months fixing two tubes that connect Manhattan and Brooklyn. Work set to begin in late April. In sports, the Knicks lost to the Cavaliers 113-106. The Nets beat the 76ers 127-124. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.